official Aqua one and doing that.
In the day, show my spot.
Not eat food cooked by a non-Jew. Because we're scared that if it's going to cause customs to come about, it's going to cause people to get too friendly. And therefore, Chazal didn't allow it. They stopped it. Rashi says somewhere else that Gazeh was a chashash that they might add non-kosh food into it, actually. That's the whole reason. Gazeh is a Gazeh, he might add non-kosh food. So there's two reasons why I can't do Bish Lakum. Again, Chazal saying, Pasta, the main reason is as chasness, as kirva. So they say, Chazal said, that there's two conditions to make Bish Lakum a problem. One is, only if it's eaten, can't be eaten raw. Yeah. That means the goy has done a major improvement for you. That means beforehand, let's say a potato, you couldn't eat a potato, and now you can eat it, so that's a major achievement. So there's a kirva, you become... The non-Jew has done something special for you. Whereas, if the item could have been eaten beforehand anyway, much like carrots, so you could eat raw carrots, so you don't feel such a bond to the non-Jew, so Chazal didn't ask for that. So that's rule number one. And rule number two is that it has to be Oyla Shukmachum. It's a food that's choshuv. If the food's got no value to it, it's not treated by people as a valuable food. That means it's love dafka, it's king's banquet. It means you wouldn't invite a person. If you're inviting someone for a meal, a nice meal, you wouldn't serve that. So I don't know, sardines, they say, is a good example of that. Chips, also, many possible seem to say that chips is not called Dabba Choshuv. And if it's not a problem with Oyla Shulchan Aruch, I'd say it's a great area, this one, about chips, actually. But many possible seem to say that chips is not in the category of Oyla Shulchan Aruch. You wouldn't invite, as a nice Suda, you wouldn't invite someone for chips. Then I must tell you, I don't know if I told you last year, but someone told me he arranged a business meeting in London. And I mean, it's all right. And he said, I asked him, what did they serve at this meeting at this restaurant? So he told me it was chips and steak. It's interesting, huh? So, I don't know if it's such a cheap food. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Lemaisa, it looks like a possum seems to take on that. It's not such a what do you call it, a kosher food. So now, the shayla was, what happens to everything else? Now, what happens? So vegetables, we talk about vegetables, things like that. The shayla is now about a donut. That's also an interesting question. Is a donut Oyla Shulchan Aruch? It doesn't have to be, it's the main part of the meal. Would you serve as afters? Questionable. So it's questionable. So this would be a problem, really. So first of all, we spoke about an interesting point is that, what is a donut? So donuts are very interesting thing. I didn't finish this off last week, actually, properly. In Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samaches, Shulchan Aruch says, the Machaber writes, we said this last week, the Machaber writes that if a person has a bread dough and he cooks it, then that's a shayla what broccoli make on it. It's bread that we know normally is a bread dough which is baked. A bread dough that's cooked, that might be different. A bread dough that's cooked. Shulchan says one day is its mezonos, and the other day says it's still hamoitzi. So the Shulchan says because of that, Yirei Shemayim should only have it in a meal. But the Ramah for the Ashkenaz says that we treat it as mezonos. So that's a general question with a donut. I must say, I didn't get a chance to ask the person I normally ask about donuts, how they make the donuts. But as far as I remember how they make the donuts? Is it a normal bread dough?
Bread.
I think he told me it's a normal bread dough. I think it's, as far as I remember, he told me it's normal. I didn't get a chance to speak to him now. I didn't ask him, so I don't know. So, a normal bread dough is Mamish Shaila. I happened to be another bakery this one. I was at a Kiddush Shabbos, and I met someone in another bakery, and I asked him what his donuts are. He said, no. His dough is sweet to start with. They add a lot of sugar in the dough itself. So that is different. That's a completely different story, and that's Dicha Mezoinus. There's no question about that. Once the dough itself is sweet, it's definitely Mizoyin, there's no shayla, yeah? The only question you want to know is there a problem with Bishlakum? That's another question I'm saying. Normally, you haven't got this problem because normally you've got the Heimish bakeries, the yeast puts the fire on or whatever it is. But that will be the issue that could be involved in donuts. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. So today, that's very interesting here. Today, the shayla is tasting a food. Let's say I want to taste some cholent, and that's how to make a broccoli when you taste it.
No, I'm not scoring. You said before about the shit ones. You got to have a nose scoring to make a broccoli.
What? Well, first, the shy is what you're doing. Are you swallowing or not swallowing?
He's spitting it down, I presume.
Oh, so there's two shyness here, right?
Sorry.
Two shy. Yeah, quite right. So he's quite right. So otherwise, this is actually a Gemara, actually. Let's see if we can find a halacha here. Shulchan Aruch, where's the Shulchan Aruch? the way in Brochus that you dalit, it's Reish Yud Sif Beis. Yeah, so Rabbi is right so far what he said. Hatoyim is a tafshul. Someone tastes the tafshul. Ein ein tzorich levorich. You do not have to make a brocha.
What's the case?
Oh, Shai is what the case is talking about here. So that claw from the poski, I must tell you, that's universal. If a person tastes the food and spits it out, there's no brocha. That's not a question. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case of Hatoyim is a tafshul. Ein ein tzorich levorich ad revius. Even if you're drinking a liquid up to Revius.
So it's drinking, it's not
speaking. So here, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about you're drinking. And it says, V'afilim hu boilo, you know, he swallows it. But yes, oh, so that's shitter number one. Shitter number one is, if a person tastes the food, but and he's going to swallow it, but he's not doing it for eating. That means he's not intending to have a pleasure in the eating purpose. That's not what the Rechidish actually is, yeah? The mice having a know. But the Shulchan Aruch says that after the first shit is avagav, the Mishnah Berurah says avagav to osra hansman oilam azev alei brocha after the kosher. You must not have even a minute amount when you eat. Someone takes a crumb to eat, they have to make a moitzi. So what's going on here? This guy is tasting his soup. He has not a half plate of soup. He has half a cup of soup, right? Almost. Yeah. What's going on? Bein b'achid bein mishdiya hain k'shemachavim lecha v'nishdas. When a person has kavona to eat and drink, hocha she'ein kavonosei. Ella litoim, he wants to taste it. Leida in tzorich melach a tablin, just to know whether it needs more salt or more spices. Ein et tzorich brocha loyle for neav loyachreha. Works both ways. No brocha rishoina and no brocha achreina. So far so good. A person's trying. I have to know what's going on over here. That means a person is trying, let's say, some chicken soup. So you have, let's say, a chicken soup is 86 minutes of revius. He has less than a revius of chicken soup. Taste it. No brocha. Once he has a revius, that's a different story.
So why is he swallowing it? If it's just a matter of how it tastes, it needs more salt. Spit it out.
You're first one.
How is swallowing it? Needs more salt.
First, I'm not sure if it's true. I don't know if you, can you taste it properly? I think I'm not sure what your taste glands are on your tongue. Some are further back. I think you probably get a better sense of taste if you swallow. You say you could tell just as good. You could tell just what?
It's tasting is with your tongue.
But I don't know if it's the same. Is it the same as?
It tastes with your throat.
I think it's further back. The main taste buds are further back, I think. I remember someone once telling me, actually, once a caterer once telling me, as far as I know, and I have, if I get a chance to meet him again,
maybe.
What?
Maybe whiskey could be
back. That's an excuse to have the whiskey, I think. That's what. As far as I know, the main taste is further back. So here he says over here in Mishabura, ain't so big a little bit of a feeling more equal, because that's my mark of Akaham Bishol. You even want to, after Bishol, rat later, who told you, want to, that means you can't do anything now to it. But you just want to know, does it taste good? Is it sellable? There he says also, the Prim God of Mary Rabba say, that's also Michal to email where you don't need a kabbana, where you don't need a bracha. So again, the first shift in Shulchan Aruch is that a person is tasting purely for the idea of tasting, that they want to know what the food tastes like. And they're doing it just for the benefit of that, then up to Revius of liquid is mutter, and the kazayas of food is mutter as well. But the Mishnah works very Yosef Revius, if you have more than the Revius, Kimchu Anor Yaseir, that's already a big Choshev Anor, that is like he's Machama Nachil, he has to make a broch. So according to, if we stop this shear there, it should be, if someone's tasting cholent, a woman's tasting cholent on Friday afternoon, she wants to see what it tastes like, so she put, makes a, so she has some, Chorish has to make a brocha, because she's Te'ima needs, Te'ima is, first she holds, ain't sorry, Lavoric, sorry, the first she holds, you don't need a brocha, so she takes a spoon of cholent, just for tasting, and what she does is she swallows it, see where it's good, more salt, more ketchup, whatever they want to put in, the mice, according to the first shitter, is less than the kazayas, less than the visa liquid, no brocha. That is the first shitter. Then the Bachalo carries on, yes, Omerim, however, some say, that once you swallow, this is what your story is, that once you swallow the item, you have to make a brocha. I, the Gemara, says that someone who tastes food doesn't make a brocha, that is talking about the Gemara, which says if you taste food, you don't make a brocha, is when a person puts it in his mouth and then spits it out. In that case, there, no brocha, you've had no at all. But if you actually swallow the item, it makes a difference. No difference how much it is, you're stuck. You have to make a bra. So that is the shayla now. The shayla what you do. So then he says you can have gallons and gallons you can taste. If you spit it out, there's no bracha whatsoever. So now there are more for yourself. Sofer brachas to hokel. Now that means it's not really, we're a bit stuck what to do. We don't know which shit to paskin like. To sofer brachas to hokel, obviously, if you did it, you can't make a bracha, but it's not ideal what you're doing. Mr. Brewer says here, the Mishnah Berurah says that this shit holds, if you swallow it, even a masher who needs a bracha. Once you're swallowing it, it becomes like a food, and even a small amount needs a bracha. That's what he says.
According to the first shitter, even on a fast day, it's the wife, if she wants to make taste the tafsho, she should be allowed to swallow it. That's an issue. Because it's only to taste it.
It's a good point. I'm not sure if it's mocha. It could be on a tannis. It's a good idea. On a tannis, there has to be an inui. There has to be an affliction. Here, the meister's stomach's getting satisfied. So, the meister could be a problem. The gabe brocha, it has to be its nachila. If it's not called nachila, it could be a brocha. I don't know if it's ghost. I'm not sure if it's toilah ha baha. Here the boy is, it's not called machila that you want, it's you're doing it for zaitic reason. But on a tannis, the issue is you mustn't get satisfied. If you got satisfied, what's going to how it came out? Maisa, you got satisfied. The Maisa, it's not clear what to do in Shulchan Aruch, yeah, because of this sofit. Because the Maisa, the proper sofit, what to do? So now you're faced with a sofit brocha, what to do, yeah? You can't make a brocha, that's what Ramah says. But the Maisa one certainly should avoid this. Again, someone, that means, what's the practical difference? Someone tastes a bit of cholent, swallows it, he's doing it for tasting only. According to shift number one, there's no bracha. According to shift number two, there is a bracha. So he's got himself in a bit of a pickle over here, what to do. It's not ideal. The Mishnah Berurah says, so this idea of spitting out the food is not so posh. Eliyahu Rabbah doesn't like this so much. Eliyahu Rabbah says that put food in your mouth and then spit it out. It's bal tashkis. He doesn't like this idea of doing it. So he's not happy with this eitzah of putting food. So the best eitzah we'd say now to accommodate all shittas so far is a woman should taste the cholent, spit it out, and that's it. So she'll see if it's all right or not. Yeah, that's what will come out according to all shittas. You'll make a rock according to that passage. Yeah. But it's not so ideal, this shitter, because you're wasting the food. Maybe it's a tzorach, I'm saying, but yeah, but it might be all right. Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be too bothered about this. The Maaseh, Mishnah Berurah brings later, though, the best eitzah to avoid this problem is basically what he says. The best eitzah is lechatchila toiv lizoy haroitz divroya. If you want to swallow it, the best idea is to shiskavein lehonos amenu b'toiv lachila. Have in mind that you can enjoy it as well as the food. Then you have to make a bracha. That means again, come back to what we say now, means a woman wants to taste the cholent on Friday afternoon. What she should do, if she feels that she can spit it out, then there's no problem. But I'm saying a lot of women want to actually swallow it, yeah? So if she feels that she wants to swallow the food item, the best for her to do is to have in mind that she wants to enjoy the eating as well. Besides tasting it, she also wants to enjoy the eating. If she does that, she can make a bracha.
That's
true. Yeah. Okay, it probably still tastes okay. I mean, it's not shite.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Oh,
that's what's next. That's next. That's next. Yeah, very good. So divided, that's the choreo what comes out. The best eight is either two eights. Either a person just puts it in his mouth and spits it out, and if you're happy with that tasting, that's eight number one. Or eight number two is to swallow the food, but have in mind that you want to enjoy the eating. Yeah, that will be the eighth number. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. The Chachel Toiv Lizoy Haroitz Divroya. She's scavenging a hotsmenet b'toyes achila. If you have bracha, then you can make a bracha. Chai Odom. Shatzin, he's not so sure. If you've got two kavonas, tasting and this, what happens? Nice that the minig oinam is to make it. If you have in mind to eat it as well, you want to enjoy the eating. The minig oinam is to make it and say that you make a bracha. Yeah, the same thing works with bracha achroida. I mean, normally when you're tasting, you just taste a small amount. You just taste a lot. Okay, the next shy is quite right. What you asked over here is now, what about do you become fly sick? So let's say a woman tastes a bit of cholent. So one shayla she spits out. Let's talk about first when she swallows it. She swallows it, but she's not doing it. She's doing it, let's say, for tasting, really. The main kavanah is for tasting. So over here, I look like this. So we said about this really last time, a while ago, is why does one have to wait between bosor and kolov? So there's two pshatim. Either the Rambam says that we're scared about things that get stuck in your teeth. Like someone eats a piece of meat, so the meat gets stuck in his teeth, the maisa, that is the problem for the first 6 hours, that is the problem. After 6 hours, it's already been in a mouth so long, it's already become pogum, it loses its shei meat, and that was no problem. Rashi learns a different shot. Rashi learns the reason why you have to wait 6 hours after having meat is because the taste goes down your throat, it's got a strong taste. That taste lingers on whatever that means for a bit of time, and therefore you have to wait 6 hours. It's a completely different reason according to Rashi, yeah? that's what Rashi said. Rashi's Loshen is, let's see if I can find it. I can't remember, it's Shuman Yotha. I don't know where his Loshen is. Loshen is the time stays in the throat. It's a, I can't remember, it's down here. Where?
So chicken soup, according to Rashi, if you have to use Rashi.
Oh, so it comes out of Nafkamin, according to the man. It comes to your hair, it's amazing. If you're Nafkamin, according to the Rambam, the person wants to swallow chicken soup. There's no problem at all. On that, they all say in the Rambam is a low plug. So they all ask it in the Rambam. They all say it's a problem, even according to the Rambam. You're right, in Swara, it should be okay. Who are then another Nafkamin? Is if someone chews meat for a child. So, for example, he chews it in his mouth to make it soft and then spits out. According to the Rambam, it's a problem because it's going between the teeth. According to Rashi, you've not swallowed it, it should be okay. Meister, we're machna for both shitters, and therefore we don't allow it. So I'm saying chicken soup, all these things, the Meister, bottom end is the Meister, don't allow the poskim. Who are then, if someone swallows meat without chewing it, let's say someone takes a piece of meat, he just swallows it straight. According to the Rambam, there's no problem, it's not in your teeth. Could be a low plug, but I'm saying called to rash is a problem. The taste has gone down your throat. That taste lasts. Now, let's see what happens over here. So, lechaira, if a person tastes the food item, the meat, the cholent, or whatever it is, and he swallows it, say it's fleishig. That's problematic.
Doesn't matter how much.
Doesn't make a difference how much. Even on a mashu, we're machmir.
Pass soup from a straw.
What's got it?
Straight down your throat.
So according to Rashi, it's a problem. Rashi says anything goes down your throat, it's a problem. So according to Rashi, you've got a problem, yeah? That's an interesting thing. What about, would you say, Rabbi Yisai, if a person just samples the cholent in his mouth and then spits it out? Is that a problem?
But imagine you
what?
Imagine meat.
What?
Not meat.
Yeah.
What's correct?
But chicken is a different thing. Meat could
go to the
meat.
Okay, let's say it's potato.
Potato with the
triangle. Yeah.
He spits it out.
Yeah. So, imagine Shalachal is over here. So, here, if he wasn't loyal to Bosor, he didn't swallow it. So, you've got nothing. According to everyone, it's all right. The mice, they say, it's all right. You're pointing it straight away. The Chora, you do not have to wait. The only problem is, which is a possible remark, which is a good point, is that if you spit the food out, still there's remnants on your tongue of the fleishig. 1 minute. So now, when you swallow, you're going to be swallowing that bit, which the chora might make you fleishig. Yeah. So on that, some poskim say that's not a problem. It's such a minute amount, it's not called nachila that even. You're not intending for nachila at all. And therefore, mitzad that, there is no problem whatsoever. Chilish, actually. Yeah, maybe I've got time to look at now. It's pretty smart over here. Other poskim say, what Simcha said, that in such a case one should wash one's mouth out. One should wash one's mouth, spit it out, and then you can have your thing. So it's an interesting chiddush actually. So the Vayna, we're up to a stage now where a person is sampling meaty foods. So if he swallows the food mamish, then there's no shot, he has to wait. Whatever it is, chicken soup, even though pastas and swallows don't apply to it, because rice is a problem. Because the rum is no problem. But say, whatever it is, if you swallow it, you become fleishig. But if you inject the thing straight away, so then there's an interesting machlokas over here. Some say the maaser, you've still got, so some say that you've got a bit of remnants in your mouth still. It's impossible to get rid of everything. Yeah, the taste it still stays in your mouth a bit of the fleishig. So now the question is, can you still eat the next food without a problem? So some poskim, I have to see maybe tomorrow, it says some poskim say that it's mutter, it's not called machila, you can eat the next food, you do not become fleishig. And others hold that it's best to wash your mouth up first in order to get out of all these problems.
All right, we say.
Okay.